you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We just want to glorify you and lift you up on tonight, God. We want to lift you up on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we want to bless you on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And being our Lord, our God, our King, our everything, you are any and everything that we need you to be, God. So we're going to open up our hearts on tonight, Father God, and welcome you into our hearts, Lord. We're going to welcome you into our minds and our situations, God. We're going to welcome you in this sanctuary on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. They call it a local sea. And we're going to bless you with the very fruit of our lips, because that's why you created us, Lord. You created us to worship you, God. And that's what we're going to do on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We're going to give you our best praise and our best worship, Lord. We're not going to worry about what nobody else is doing or how they're doing it. We're not going to worry about, Father God, who here and who ain't. We're not going to be consumed with the cares of this world and this life on tonight. But we're going to cast all our cares at your feet and give you any and everything, Father God, that causes us to have a strain on our brain. We're going to give you all these things on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that you can handle them. We know that you can fix them. We know that you can change them. We know that you can rearrange them. We know that you can settle some things. We know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that there is absolutely nothing that is impossible with you, God. So we're going to give it all to you right now, Lord. We're going to give you any and everything that's down in our hearts. We're going to give you any and everything, Father God, that we covered up. We're going to give you any and everything, Lord, that we're buried. We're going to give you all this stuff on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we're seeking restoration. We're seeking healing on tonight. We're seeking freedom, Lord.
We welcome you in every circumstance.
Oh, my mind, little local sheep. Oh, my mind, little local sheep. We're seeking after you on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my mind, it don't go shut, it like I see. Because we know that you can handle that problem, God. I want you guys to get yellow sheets of paper and red pens, please. And I want y'all to start writing down all this stuff that got you wrapped up and got you consumed in your mind and even in your thoughts. Oh, God. Because we want to be empty on tonight. We want to be empty in our hearts. We want to be empty in our minds. We want to be empty from all that stuff that got us feeling some type of way. We just want to be empty, Lord. We just want to be empty, God. Oh, my mind, in the local shia, in the local sia. We want to be free. We want to be whole on tonight, God. Oh, my mind, in the local sia. I want y'all to write down all these things so that you can be clear and empty in your heart. You want to let go of all this clutter and all this stuff that causes us to be embargoed. We want to release these things on tonight. It's some concerns that we got. The Bible declares that God is going to perfect those concerns that we have. It declares that he's going to fix that situation, that problem and that concern. He said it. Oh, my mind, oh, God, open up our hearts on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not be in a place of being deranged. Settle us in our minds. We welcoming you on tonight, God. We welcoming you on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. He called my mind, because we know, Father God, that you are capable and you are able of fixing the unfixable. We know it, God. Oh, my mind, the local sea. Oh, let it be the local shine, the local sea. Oh, my mind, the local sea, the local sea, the local shine. Oh, Baba, she the local sea. Oh God, hey! Oh God, he called that. Raise your people up on tonight, God. raise your people up on tonight, Father God, as they write these things down, as they're releasing all these things unto you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We giving you every problem, every concern, every worry, every fear, every tear, every lost hope, every doubt. Oh, hey, God. Because we know that you can fix it. Hey, God. We know that you can lift that thing up, God. It ain't got to be waiting on us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because you gave us access and told us to cast our cares at your feet. So we're going to cast it at your feet, God. Our living situation, we're going to cast it at your feet. Our home lives, we're going to cast it at your feet. Every concern that we have financially, we're going to cast it at your feet. Every problem that's stricken us in our minds concerning our relationships, we're going to cast it at your feet. Any and everything, Father God, that causes us to have a strain on our brain, we casting it at your feet. Any and everything that causes us to feel broken in our hearts, we casting it at your feet. Any and everything that causes us to call it at any local, we casting it at your feet. Every ache and pain in our bodies, we casting it at your feet. Every discrepancy that's going on in our internal organs, we casting it at your feet. Glory! Oh God. He called my mani oko shanere lobo sha. Haya baha shanere lobo sha. Haya baha shanere lobo sha. We casting it at your feet, God. Oh, mani oko siya yere lobo bashe. Because we know that you are all powerful. We know that you hold everything in the very palm of your hand. We're not holding on to this stuff. We're not going to allow it to consume us, because we are conquerors, God. We are more than conquerors. Oh, Baba, share the Lobosha. Oh, God. So we're releasing it on today, and we're welcoming you in. In totality and not in partiality, that we may line up with your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan. That we won't be sometimes, Lord. That we won't be double-minded. That we won't be akashan ne de loko siya. Oh, mama ne de loko shan ne de lo mosha. Oh, God. Hey, God. We releasing it all unto you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. That we won't have to continue to wear that mask. A pretend. A put on that that camouflage, and act as if everything is okay when it's not. Oh, mama, little old bosha. Oh, God, he called that. I need a little mama, little loco, shun, little loco, man, little la casilla. Oh, God, we've given it all to you right now, God, and welcoming you into our situation. Lord, I'm asking you to touch each and every individual in this sanctuary, covers in your blood and hides behind your cross. Give us your strength, your peace, and even your hope and your direction on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would not leave this place the same way that we came. Let us open up our hearts on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you may be able to enter in and rest, rule, and abide, residing in us. Oh, God, he called that any little motion. Oh, God, I'm asking you to go down each and every last one of these pews and meet the needs of your people. Oh, God, whatever the situation or the concern is, Father, in the name of Jesus, according to your will, your purpose, God, I'm asking you, Father God, to do what you do best and see about your people individually. You know who we are. You know what we need. You know how much of it, and you know what we don't need. You know our names, God, even before we was formed in the very bowels of our mother's belly. Oh, God, you predestined and preordained our lives even before we came into existence. And, Lord, I know, Father God, who you are, and you are the I am, the author and the finisher of our faith. Give us a heart of acceptance on tonight, God, that we may be able to receive what you have for us. I'm asking you to do it even now, God, in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. I hope y'all writing down all that stuff. It's causing you to feel some type of way. They got you stricken in your mind and even in your heart. I hope you writing down all that stuff. It's got you feeling some type of way. That struggle in your mind and in your thoughts concerning anybody. The Lord is going to change some living situations for some of us in here. He's going to change it and he's going to fix it. But in our waiting, we have to ask God to prepare us. Because some of us need to be prepared to step out into something different and something new. Because we get so comfortable where we are. Because we think it's easy or it's the better way for us. Lord, I'm asking you to give us the wisdom that we need on how to approach a thing. Give us the knowledge that we may approach it with wisdom. And give us the understanding that we will not lean to our own understanding. Open up our hearts on today, Father God, that we may be able to understand what true love is. Oh, God. And that when we speak love, God, we will understand love. Lord, I'm asking you right now to remove that deranged spirit. The spirit that causes us to want to go into a place of rage and agitation. All because of what is said or what is done or what we see or what we hear. I'm asking you on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will reposition your people, that they will be in a proper position, in a proper places, Lord. I'm asking you to comfort your people on today, Father God. Lift up the hung down hand and mend the broken heart, Lord. I'm asking you to do it, Lord, because I know that you can, you will, and you delight in doing so. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will help your people to open up their hearts unto you in every area of their lives. Not just in some areas that we pick and choose or select what we want you to do or how we want you to do it or what area we want to trust you. But help us, Father God, to trust you even the more. Lord, help your people even in their unbelief, God. Even now.